to meet his friends. We are continuing our shir in Yanei Tefillah, the Mahus of Tefillah. In the previous shir, we learned some big yesodos, that there are two aspects of Tefillah. There's the Avos aspect of Tefillah, and that is that there's no set time. It's Rachamim, it's Bakashas Rachamim. And then there's the Tamidim aspect of Tefillah, the Korbanos aspect of Tefillah, that we have a set time, for that we have a set Nusach, for that you have to have specific Kavana. And we were Marich in the Sugya. And now we will continue. To be Miyashev, the Svar of the Magen Avraham, Tovkuf Tzadi Gimel, Sivkot and Gimel, who is Medayik from that we say that the Brachas of Rosh Hashanah are Ma'akev each other, Mashma Debishai Mos Hashanah. It's mashma, that in the rest of the year, if you know only one of the brachas, you should say it, and brachas are not ma'akev each other. And the Achronim wonder about this Magen Avraham, how he could say such a thing. Brachas aren't ma'akev each other. You can look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Halacha, see what they say. The Kilos Yaakov and brachas in Siman Yud Zayin, he asked from the Rosh, the end of Rosh Hashanah, who argues with those who hold that a Yochid betfilas lachash shel musaf Rosh Hashanah omer sheva brachas, that a Yochid in the quiet tefila of musaf Rosh Hashanah only has to say seven brachas. Since they were attacking nine brachas, how can you skip two of them? It's like the seven brachas of Shabbos, that if you miss one of them, they're all a batala. So how can you miss, as the Rosh, two of the brachas of Rosh Hashanah? So we see this in Isser Bracha Levatal, according to the Rosh, if you're Mechaser Bebirchas HaTfilah Shetiknu Chachamim. So how then can the Magen Avraham say that if you miss a bracha of Shemoneh Esrei during the rest of the year, it's not ma'akev? You see in the Rosh that if the rabbis were metakein a bracha, you have to say all the brachas. So based on what we said, it's not shver, because the Rosh is talking about musaf. And the Yisod, Divrei Magen Avraham, what's the Magen Avraham mean? He means that he's talking about tefillahs that are rachamei. And we saw in the previous segment in Tosfos, that Tefillas Musaf is different than other Tefillas, that the whole Yisod of Tefillas Musaf is Mishum HaKarban, and therefore only in this Tefillah, the Rosh said, Musaf, the Rosh said, that if you skip a Bracha, all the Brachas Levatala, that has to be done properly. Mashen came B'Shar Tefillas, that the Avos were Metaken, there's a Kiyum Din of Rachame, there's this mercy, there's this Bakoshes Rachamim, even if you skip one of the Brachas. That's the Yishuv of the Magen Avraham. So again, the Magen Avraham is Medayik, that if you skip one of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, you're Yotze. It's not Ma'ake. The Kilis Yankov asks from the Rosh, who says that Shabbos of Musaf, you have to say all the brachas. So how can the Magen Avraham say that you're allowed to skip one? The answer is the Rosh was talking about Musaf. And Musaf is Avodah, that has to be done properly. Mashen Kain, tefillahs that are rachame, even if you miss one, it's still a tefillah, just like we saw in the previous segment. Even if you daven and you didn't have kavanah for avos, but as long as you are davening with Omid Bifnei HaMelech for the rest of tefillah, it's considered a tefillah. And we can say the same thing with regard to another din, and that's a midah b'tefillah. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Tzadi Dalates, based on Tosfos, that somebody who can't daven while standing, Shadavin sitting, and somebody who's going on a derech, and he can't stop, then he should daven bihilucha while walking. And if afterwards he can daven ba'amida before the end of Zman Tefillah, he has to go back and daven again ma'umat. And Ladina, the Achronim were masking, that you don't have to go back and daven b'taras chobah, just b'taras nedava, if he is sure that he's going to be mechaven libo litv b'tefilaso. See the Mishnah Berurah. So this is shver, this din of the Shulchan Aruch. Since you weren't Yotzei Dechovas Tefillah B'Yeshiva, because you have to daven again, why would you daven that way in the first place? All your brachas are batala. So I go on at Tzadik of Yitzchak Blazer, and the Pri Yitzchak Chelik Beisim and Aleph was already omen on this, and he proved from here that even though Tefillah is not done Kuchol Dinah Me'akvin, nevertheless it's still called the Tefillah, and the brachas are not levatala. And he brings a dugma from Tefillah below Kavana that the brachas aren't levatala, and he writes according to this that if you see that this mantul is going to be over, you should daven even if you think that you're not going to be mechavin ba'avos. But bir hadvarim is like we said, that even though tefillah is not kemitzvah so ketikuna, it's still called the tefillah because tefillah is rachameh. And only else the gather of avodah tefillah, we require perish amilos to be ma'akev. And amida, you have to stand just like in avodah, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. And also there's a set time, like this Mane Karbanos, like we learn. Now, Tosfos, in the fourth parak of Brachas, right in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that if somebody made a mistake and didn't mention Rosh Chodesh in Mincha, he shouldn't daven at night Tfilas Tashlum, because why should he daven again? He already davened all of Mincha Mepa'od Yom. He just didn't mention Rosh Chodesh. So what is he going to gain by davening Nocham Al Ma'ariv if he's not going to be mentioning Rosh Chodesh there either? Chachme Provinza argue, and they say that you should go back and daven. And Mekubal Ba'olam HaYeshivot, that the explanation of this Mechlokes, brought by Kisvei Agrach, Kilos Yaakov, Zichron Shmuel, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Amiras Yalav Yavram Rosh Chodesh is Din Haskara, and it's not Matbea Tefillah Gufa. It's just an added part of the tefillah, but it's not part of parts of the tefillah. Since you weren't machzir beikarat tefillah, so your chazara is only coming in order to be maskir me'en amar, which you're not going to say the second time, so what on earth is the point? The Chachme Provincia hold that Yalav Yavo is part and parcel of the tefillah, it's part of the matbea halashon, matbea bracha, and the mail, if you missed Yalav Yavo and mincha, it's like you didn't have mincha at all, and therefore you have to have in ma'arav twice, even though you're not going to say Yalav Yavo, but you didn't have mincha, so you have to have ma'arav twice. However, this explanation is difficult to leave at the Hilchasa, because in this Machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Kuf Ches Yud Aleph, to daven Ma'ariv twice, but you should daven Matoris Nedava because of the opinion that you shouldn't be davening Ma'ariv. So it's Mashma that he learns that you have to be Choshesh to the Svar of the Chachmei province, that if somebody is Machzir Yalav Yavo, it's like he didn't daven at all, and therefore he has to daven again. Now, in two other places, it would seem that we hold that Askaras Me'ena Ma'ora is not part and parcel of the tefillah, but rather it's an Inyan Nosaf. In other words, here the Shulchan Aruch is Choshesh that it's part and parcel of the tefillah, therefore you have to daven Ma'ariv twice. But in two other places, the Shulchan Aruch seems to hold that it's not a Me'ena Ma'ora, it's an Inyan Nosaf, it's not part of the Matbea Tefillah. Safigim Hisker Yalav Yavo, the Ramah Paskins, that you don't have to go back. But if you're Mesupik, if you daven, we paskin, that you have to go back. So it's mashma that if a person davens, and he doesn't say Me'en Ma'ora, it's not like he didn't daven. Because if it would be like he wouldn't die, didn't daven, then he should have to daven again, just like if he's Mesupik, if he didn't daven at all. Being Mesupik about the Me'en Ma'ora is like being Mesupik about the Yetzimah Tefillah. Being Mesupik about the Yetzimah Tefillah requires you to daven again. So to be Mesupik about the Me'en Ma'ora. So you see that the Me'en Ma'ora is not part and parcel of the Yetzimah Tefillah. And also we paskin Kuf Chav Dalet Yud based on the Rambam, based on, excuse me, Tosus and Meseches Brachos Nav Chav Tes Amid Beis, and Rosh Hashanah Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, somebody who forgot and didn't say Yalav Yavon Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed should be Mechavein Dato and listen to the Shliach Tzibur all 18 Brachos, because since he already davened, he just forgot the Haskara, even though he's a Baki, and normally a Baki is in Yotzei, but the Shliach Tzibur can be Motziim. So in this halach also, we seem to be learning that it's not like he didn't daven, because we paskin, that you're not Yotzei, but Tfilas or Shliach Tzibur, unless you're a boor, unless a person is an ignoramus, but not a Baki, and even if you were only Machzir one bracha. So why is this different? So HaKarchach, we have to say that here is different, because the guy already davened. He's just missing the Haskara. So just for the Haskara, we could be Yotzei b'shmi'a me'ashliach tzibur, and he could be Yotzei yedei chovas Haskara. But if a person would have been machzir from the etzem atfila, that he would be able to be yotzei with the shlich tzibur. So we see two cases that not saying the main amora is an inyan nosaf and it's not part of the etzem atfila. Whereas we wanted to learn in Rabbi Yehuda that not mentioning main amora is part of the etzem atfila, and that's why you have to go back and daven. But now we have a kasha from two places. However, based on what we said, we can explain very nicely that really we consider Yalla Viyavu Miguf Matbea Tfila Lekulei Alma. But it would appear that that is only Klape de Chele Ka'avoda Shebetfila. This Haskar is coming Birchas Ha'avoda. Because Kedushas Hayom is expressed in the Avodas HaMikdash. But Mitzad, that Tfilas Avos Tiknu Mishum Rachame, the mercy of Tfilas Avos, there it's Mistaber that we're not done a Chisar in Yalla Viyavu. From the Yudchas Brachas, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds that it has no din tashlumen, because mitzad the aspect of avoda, we explain that there is no tashlumen. Avar yom abatar karbanot, as we explained in the previous segment, and mitzad the aspect of rachamim, he wasn't machzir miguf hatfila, he was just machzir ahaskara, and therefore since bein kach, he's not going to be maskir. What is he going to gain? Alts avoda, it's not going to help to do teshlum. There is no teshlum. Only alts rachame. So when is it considered part and parcel of the tefillah? The avoda part. The avoda part. And therefore, since as far as the avoda is concerned, he missed something which is part and parcel of the tefillah. Can't do it again, because avoda can't be done outside the time. Mitzad rachame, you can do the avoda outside the time. You can daven outside the time, mitzad rachame. So there, we said that mitzad rachame, it's not like you were machzir part of the etzem hosa tefillah. You already asked for rachame, you did it very nicely the whole way through. You just missed one. And so only mitzad rachame there's going to be tashlumin, but mitzad rachame is just, it's not part and parcel of the tefillah. It's just an added element of the tefillah. Remember, it's in the bracha of avoda. It's part of the avoda, but it's not part of the etzem rachamim of tefillah. And memela, what are you going to gain by davening again when you're not going to mention it the second time either? And the chachame Provence, those great French tzaddikim, that even for the chelek ha'avoda shel ha'tfilah, they were metakin tashlumin, and therefore, if you missed the askara, you could say it again in the next tefillah, there's tashlumin. What about musaf? There's no tashlumin. There it's only out the karban. So since it's only because of the karban, there's no tashlumin. Hashem kein shar tefillahs, they were metakin tashlumin, even for the chelek ha'avoda shel ha'tfilah. Bazoi, it's not shver from the two dinim, that it's mashma that a chisaron of Yalla Viyavu is not a chisaron be'ikar hatfila, because it's true that be'emes mitzad the din of rachamim, it's not part and parcel of the tefila, and therefore if you're misupik, if you're maskir Yalla Viyavu, you don't daven again. Why? Because if you're misupik, if you daven, why do you have to daven again? Mitzad the din of rachamim, like it says in the Gemara in Brachos Chaf Aleph, that halavai shispal adam kol hayom kulo midin rachamim. So why are you doing tashlumin? Why are you davening again? You're davening again mitzad rachamim. Mashen came here that be'etzim he was already mevakesh rachamim. But because of the tofes hakavua of avoda, that nesach you're supposed to say that was chaser, therefore we have this question if he should daven again, because be'etzim he was already mevakesh rachamim. He just missed out on the avoda. So therefore we consider him like any other suffik derabanan who's not chaser. Because again, as far as rachamim is concerned, he already fulfilled his rachamim. And this whole idea of davening again when you missed it the first time, if you're misupik, if you daven the first time, you have to daven again, that's mitzad rachamim. But this person already did the rachamim part. You ready, David? He's just missing avoda. And therefore, what do? We consider him like any other Safek Dirabanan. And what's the din of Safek Dirabanan? Eino chozer. If he's sure he didn't say Alavi Yavo, then of course he davens again because he has to say the Haskara. But as far as the, if he's Mesupuk, then we say like every other Safek Dirabanan, Eino chozer. And so too, Le'inyan the din that he's Yotze from the Shliach Tzibur, that we said that if he didn't say Yalav Yava, we can be Yotze from the Shliach Tzibur. So the Ran brings the end of Rosh Hashanah from the Yerushalmi, that the reason is that the Shliach Tzibur isn't Motzi Abaki B'Tfilah, because it's Rachamim. And if so, so Rachamim you got to do on your own. This person who already daven, and he already did his Rachamim, he's just missing a Haskara, let him be Yotze from the Shliach Tzibur. So it's very beautiful now. That Be'etzem Yalav Yavo is Miguf Matbea Tfilah L'Kulei Alma, but that's only Klapei L'Chelek of Avoda and not Klapei L'Chelek of Rachamei. And therefore, with that, we were Miyashev, the two Mekomos, that we see that it seems to be part, that it seems not to be part of the Matbea Tfilah. Really, it is part of the Matbea Tefillah, but the reason that if you're Mesupik, if you said Yalav Yava, you don't have to say it again, is because you already did your Rachamim. And since you already were Yotze, you're a Rachamim, you already asked for your mercy. If you're Mesupik, if you said the Haskara, so you're like every other Darabbanan, and you don't have to say it again. That's also why I could be Yotze from the Shliach Tzibur. You already asked for Rachamim. Normally we're not Yotze Motzi Abaki because you can't be do somebody else's Rachamim for him. But here he already did his own Rachamim. So now let him be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur and just listen and be Yotze the Haskara. Okay, there's still more to discuss. And I hope that we have a third segment. B'li Nader, Hashem should give me the Koach and the Moach. And the Ratzon, and we should be Zoche, Lil Modu, the Lamed, Lishma, the last Lakhams called every Samadras, we have a main, the Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Sweet, and Aspel.